This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour number four, Paul Joseph Watson set to take over. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'll be co-host with Noah Schroyer from Georgia tomorrow on the ground with the Big Stop Steel demonstration. That key domino we've got to stop from falling. Let's go to Jeff in the great country of Canada, where their own dictator, basically, through fraud, has announced that COVID is meant to make you poor by design, and it's a good thing for you and your family. So go ahead, Jeff. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Yes, sir.
Say, Alex, I just wanted to reiterate a dream I had approximately 16 years ago. A dream goes like this. I had crossed a gigantic cavern. I don't know how I crossed it. I didn't know where to go. And I laid down on my back. I looked up to heaven, and I saw a blue spiraling light. And this blue spiraling light turned into like a tornado. And out of that blue spiraling light, a dove formed, a blue dove. And I felt liquid love raindrops going entirely through me. And a voice like a trumpet spoke to me and said, "A moment is only for a moment, but a moment lasts forever." And Alex, this is America's moment to stand up. If this moment is missed, this moment will pass forever. There's a shelf life on it, and I kudos for you for going to Georgia today.
No, you're right. It's a dimensional jump point where they've liquefied the energy field for the future, and we have to remold things now. So our hands are in the mix. The enemy's hands are in the mix. We have to be engaged right now is what you're saying.
Right, and they tell us what we're doing because they want to be the prophet, and they want us the main battle is for your faith. What you believe is what you will act on. And we need to resist by faith and follow the actions that God gives each one of us to do in order to win this battle.
Well said, Jeff. Thank you so much for that great word. Emo in Virginia.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm pretty freaked out, but fighting hard.
Right on. So that last caller was real powerful. Totally agree with them. So I just want to talk about the compartmentalization of our military. It was launching on a mission, and the elections were going on, and literally the guys I'm flying with were like, "Oh no, you know, President Trump's going to lose, et cetera, et cetera." And immediately I'm like, "No, you got to look at like Infowars.com, Bandout Video." And it looked like Gateway Pundit, and they started opening their eyes. They're like, "Oh my God, this is what's actually going on." And it's, they're just like lacking it. A lot of people are lacking a lot of information in that regard.
And that's why your human intelligence can override the AI. Just your word of mouth will checkmate their entire operation. Beautifully done.
Agreed. And then also even our intelligence agencies and the personnel within it, you know, you even mentioned on the show that they're highly restricted and the information they can receive on base, that is, I can't really confirm or deny it because Mr. Esper put out a statement or an order that basically said with last month is we can't talk about anything, basically, in regards to operations. But we... So that you are on track. You're hitting the nail right on the head. In regards to COVID, my father-in-law is a senator over in Cambodia. Wears that stupid face mask and everything. And my wife, his daughter, get an argument on the phone with him. You know, it's a bunch of tabuki theater. But his perception is what you also nailed it on the head is, their perception is because we have all these tests and we're testing them, getting all these cases. They think that we are the progenitors of COVID. Not.
Oh yeah, because we've got to have the most tests. We've had hundreds of times the test of any other country. So again, if you look at a graph, COVID in the last 10 months goes straight up in the United States. China doesn't test anymore, so they've stopped. Europe stopped. It's only where they want to do it. But death is right here. Death is down. So again, infections are what they obsess with, never death numbers. They'll get some deaths from flu and cold this winter, and they'll go, "Oh, COVID spiking, death. And this is just pure kabuki theater, but people love to get into fear. They think it's a value they've got, like, "Ooh, I'm a victim. Ooh, I'm in fear." But China and everybody, they're open for business, laughing at us. All right. I'm sorry to Julie and Rick. Paul Watson's taking over. I've got a final statement to make right when he comes back, and then I hand the baton. But tomorrow, if you get Julie and Rick's number, please, John, we will have them back on the show when we take calls. Please don't forget. Crew's great. We forget sometimes. So do I. I'm the worst at forgetting. We've been getting better and better at calling callers back the next day. so they don't hold for no reason. Front of the line tomorrow, Julie and Rick. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Big Brother hopes you don't use your human intelligence to spread that link.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars to fighting its total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Went down to Georgia looking for soul steel. Said a buyer's way behind his 1 minute deal.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, raise up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Well, I'm on my way, and I'm not the devil. Just a little bit, but I love Jesus. And so I'm on my way to Georgia.
Case, and he said, "I'll start this show."
And I'm going to be with Roger Stone, Ollie Alexander, and so many others fighting the steel. What an epic time to be alive. They were already killing babies. They were already genetically engineering with clones. They were already getting away with so much. So now they're making their full move. Now the fight's out in the open. The lockdowns, the martial law, the UN, the world government, the Chi-Com rule. I'm sad about it, but it was already going on. Now it's out in the open, thanks to President Trump. Thanks to you, and I love you, and I appreciate you. In closing, before Paul Watson takes over, I ask you for your prayer. I ask you for your support. I ask you for your providence. And I ask for your word of mouth, and I appreciate you. And I want to commit to you that I'll never back down and never give in willingly. I may give out sometimes, but you've got my full commitment to never back down to the enemy. I enjoy what I do. I love what I do, and I have extreme passion. And my spirit has never been stronger than it is now. It's actually 5 times stronger than it's ever been. I have just been energized by the Holy Spirit, and my evil body and my fallen state cannot even handle it. It's like an atomic fire inside a brick building or a wood building. I mean, I'm burning down physically, but this is incredible. Please financially support us. That's the key engine point in the third dimension. We have this big sale, the emergency Stop the Steal, Stop the Martial Law, Lockdown 2 sale. It's got to end in a couple days. Triple Patriot points, free shipping. X2's back in stock. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion selling out. The fish oil, krill oil selling out. The sales are there. I've been so busy. I don't have a new sale, so this one's got to end. There's a bunch of stuff about to sell out. Thank you for financial support. InfoWarsStore.com. Everything we've got is in stock, ready to ship to you. We didn't think Alpha Power was coming back. I was about to cancel it, but after a year, we got it in. We just got manufactured about a month ago. So we waited a few months, then COVID happened, and they weren't sure they could get it. Got a bunch of patented stuff here, libido, your stamina, your energy. But all the products are amazing. The X2, the Vitamineral Fusion, the DNA Force Plus for your immune system, for adults and children. Get it today and know you're funding the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then my dad's a retired dentist and has another great site that sponsors us, and that's DrJonesNaturals.com. It's got a lot of things over there that aren't available at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm just going to leave it at that. So be sure and check out DrJonesNaturals.com today, DrJonesNaturals.com. But whatever you do, pray for us and spread the word and override big tech. You saw that massive rally, close to a million people, them trying to suppress the real numbers. An incredible time to be alive. Big stuff in Georgia where they want to falsely certify things. We want the governor to call an emergency session of the legislature, which is supposed to happen, which he should do. I'll see you in Georgia. Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's England from Summit.News takes over now.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're going to be talking about, once again, the Great Reset, but we're going to be talking about some aspects of the Great Reset, which is this rebranding of the New World Order, which haven't been made in public statements, which haven't come out so far online. An actual summary that I read, a detailed essay-length summary of what Carl Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, is actually proposing beyond COVID, beyond what they're going to do with the vaccination agenda, and to the point of literal implantable microchips, not just to track you, but to read your mind. And now they're talking about brain scans to cross borders, brain scans to travel, and it's all wide open. It's out there. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's what these globalists are saying themselves. We're going to get into that in the next segment. First off, though, once again, everything that we warned you about from the very start is happening in real time. Headline, this went up about 20 minutes ago on Summit.News. Poll, majority of Brits support government making coronavirus vaccine mandatory. And here in the United Kingdom, where we're currently under lockdown too, they're promising us that there will probably be a coronavirus vaccine available before the end of the year. Now, obviously, first, that's going to go out to healthcare workers, but they're going to say, they're saying it's going to be available pretty quickly for the general public. And in preparation for that, they're already running polls saying that the majority of the general public supports making it mandatory. Now, as I point out in this article, and as we've learned generally over the past 4 years, polls can't be trusted, because people tend to tell pollsters what they think they want to hear. And I make the example in the article, there's been mass support from the general public for the lockdown measures in the United Kingdom. Generally, the polls show that 70% plus of the British population support the lockdowns, and many of them within that 70% don't think the government has gone far enough. De facto house arrest is not far enough. They don't even want you venturing out to do exercise, for example. But then we have other polls where these same people, amidst these protests, which are getting bigger and more violent, thanks to the Metropolitan Police cracking heads, of course they bowed down, kneeled to Black Lives Matter just a matter of months ago, but they had separate polls where they asked people to be honest about whether they personally abided by coronavirus lockdown restrictions. And when people were actually honest in answering the polls, only 18% said they had. So again, it's this selfish thing where, oh yeah, obviously the draconian forefront of this imposition, the biggest imposition on civil liberties in our generation, easily, that can be inflicted on everyone else. But when it comes to me, I shouldn't have to abide by it. Only 18% in the polls said they did. But now a new YouGov poll reveals that a majority of Brits support the government making the coronavirus vaccine mandatory. By the way, the only way to make it mandatory for those who refuse to take it is to use the police in concert with government socialized healthcare, the NHS, to literally go door to door, go to people's houses, hold them down and forcibly inject them. That's the only way you're making it mandatory, unless, of course, what they're actually going to do is to make life a living hell if you don't take it. And then they can still say, oh, but it's not mandatory. You just can't ride in a taxi. You can't travel on an airplane. You can't go to a concert venue. You can't go to a sports stadium. You can't go to a football match. You can't have a social life. And now they're saying, well, maybe you can't have a job. Oh, but it's not mandatory. You just aren't privileged to have any kind of normal human existence whatsoever, but it's not mandatory. Participants were asked, once the corona vaccine is available, would you support or oppose the government making it legally compulsory for all people in Britain to be vaccinated? 49% said yes, 34% said no, 17% said they don't know. So the majority say the government should make it mandatory. And then when you break it down along age, gender, and political party affiliation, it's actually interesting. More men than women support making it mandatory. And in fact, more conservative party-affiliated people compared to Labour, which is the left-wing party in Britain, support making it mandatory. So even the party that's supposed to be more at the forefront of protecting liberties, more of their supporters support making this mandatory. And in the next segment, we're going to get onto how that's going to be enforced. We're going to talk about what's happening in Denmark, where their government had a similar law to forcibly inject people. They had 9 straight days of protests and the government backed down. But then again, just because they don't make it mandatory in law doesn't mean that they're not going to make your life a living hell if you refuse to take it. And I think that's way more likely to happen than having police literally hold people down and inject them. We'll talk about that and the Great Reset and a lot more in the next segment. Summit.news.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have this big misdirection taking place currently in many Western countries over this fear of governments making the coronavirus vaccine mandatory. They're not going to make it mandatory in America because you have a little something called the Second Amendment and, what, 75 million gun owners? Good luck with that. But even in Europe, the governments aren't going to put this into law. In fact, they tried to put it into law in Denmark, and we have a headline here out of Denmark where they had 9 straight days of protests, forced vaccination law in Denmark abandoned after public protests. A law in Denmark that would have given authorities the power to forcibly inject people with the coronavirus vaccine has been abandoned after 9 days of public protest. So they had what they called an epidemic law, which would have handed the Danish government the power to enact mandatory quarantine measures against anyone infected with a dangerous disease, which, by the way, they already put through in New Zealand and Canada, where the Prime Minister of New Zealand literally said they'd intern people in quarantine camps until they tested negative, and that happened in some cases. But it was the part about vaccinations that caused the biggest uproar for Danes. The local reported that the Danish health authority would be able to define groups of people who must be vaccinated in order to contain and eliminate a dangerous disease. Said people who refuse the above can in some situations be coerced through physical detainment with police allowed to assist. That means them grabbing you with the cops, forcing you down on the ground and injecting you with a syringe. That sounds very safe, doesn't it? That sounds very medically within guidelines. However, after 9 straight days of protest against the new law, it has now been scrapped. So again, you can protest against it being put into law, but does that really matter when they don't even need to put it into law because they've got all the corporations, including all the airline industry, which I'm going to get onto, and even down to Uber, saying if you don't abide by coronavirus restrictions, in that case, mask wearing, you're going to be banned from using their service. They don't have to put it into law. Headline out of The Sun, Matt Hancock refuses to rule out making COVID vaccine mandatory. Again, this is in the UK. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has refused to rule out making the COVID vaccine mandatory as ministers state the public needs to be persuaded that the jab is safe. Last night was revealed that the government has secured 5 million doses of the Moderna vaccine after trials showed the jab is 94.5% effective. Of course, if you're under the age of 70 and you're healthy, you're 99.89% protected from coronavirus anyway, but take the shot. This is the key article, though, again, exemplifying the point. They don't need to put it into law. UK MP suggests people who shouldn't be allowed to work without COVID vaccine. Now, of course, we saw during the lockdown in Australia, they literally had police and National Guard on the highways checking people's work permits to see if they were allowed to go to work during the lockdown. And now we have, once again, a Conservative MP. This is really conservative. Coming out once again, this is Tom Tuggenhat, saying that people won't be allowed to have employment if they don't take the vaccine. Oh, but it's not going to be mandatory. You're just not allowed to have a job. You're not allowed to have a home. You're not allowed to pay your bills. You're going to be out on the street, destitute and homeless. But it's not mandatory. The British MP faced backlash Monday after suggesting that employees in the UK should not be allowed to go to work unless they, bearing in mind the economy is basically on its knees at this point, there are no jobs anyway, but now you're not going to get one if you don't have the vaccine certificate, unless they can prove that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19. He said, quote, if vaccination works and if we're confident it's safe and all indications so far are good, then I can certainly see the day when businesses say, look, you've got to return to the office, and if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming in. And by the way, when he says businesses, that's not just businesses that people work for, that's businesses that you go in to buy products from. That's supermarkets. No going into the supermarket, no buying food if you don't have the vaccine. This is how it started with mandatory mask rules. This is how it started with NHS track and trace. You can't go into the pub. In some cases, if you don't have this government tracking app downloaded on your phone, and then it moves on to the vaccine. So once again, they don't need to put it into law. They just need to make your life a living hell for you to comply and submit. And people will submit, and this is exemplified in this headline, inject me now. Concert goers demand mandatory vaccination so they're allowed to see live music again. So because people are that desperate to see some crap band, they're begging. They're begging for the government to inject them with this untested COVID vaccine. And of course, this arose out of Ticketmaster, who came out a couple of weeks ago and said that they're not going to allow people to buy concert tickets on their website unless they first proved that they've taken the vaccine or at least had a negative test within the past few days. There's a report in Billboard magazine claimed that the ticketing company would mandate customers to prove they'd had a negative COVID test or had taken the vaccine before their purchase was approved. Now, it came out a couple of days later after somewhat of a backlash. They kind of tried to walk it back a bit and said that they were just exploring the idea and that there would be, quote, absolutely no requirement for mandated vaccines. But then they said that such a decision would be in the hands of the event organizer. So again, shifting the book, shifting the blame to the event organizers so they don't have to take the heat for the policy. But of course, it will be coordinated with the concert venues. So when you try to go to the music concert, when you try to go to the sports game, you won't even be allowed to buy the ticket in the first place if you haven't first proved that you're a good citizen and you've taken the mandatory injection. It was interesting, though, in this article because it was based on a BBC News report and they claimed, quote, the majority of fans welcomed the move if it would mean the resumption of live music. And that's where this headline was derived from, because one individual on Twitter called Stacy said, quote, inject me now. Another one said, honestly, I would do anything to go to a concert right now. But they claimed that this was the majority of the consensus, the majority opinion, that people were begging to be injected with the vaccine because they were that desperate to go out and see live music. I went on this Twitter thread when I wrote this article, this official Billboard magazine tweet, which said how Ticketmaster plans to check your vaccine status for concerts. The majority of the people on the thread didn't welcome the move. The majority of the people that I saw, 80-90%, said, God forbid, no, I will never submit to this. That didn't stop the BBC from literally reporting the opposite, because, again, they're trying to create this fake consensus that the vast majority of people don't have a problem with this and that they will go along with it, which is why you had the poll a couple of hours ago, which I started the broadcast with, where they say that 49% of the public support it. But, again, a lot of that is based on the fact that people tell pollsters, because they're so cowed into submission and parroting what they think is the consensus, into telling them what they think. What will happen? Will there be resistance?
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNAforce.com, DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you. Thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, of course, the global elite over the past 4 years, and this has particularly come to prominence over the past few weeks, have openly announced that their rebranding of the New World Order is called the Great Reset. And in his books, Klaus Schwab, the originator of the Great Reset, literally admits that there's been mass resistance to the New World Order, to the global centralization of power over the past 20 years, and that they need a new excuse to rebrand it. And in the words of Justin Trudeau, they need to exploit the, quote, opportunity that COVID-19 has provided for them to reinitiate that agenda. And in fact, the Great Reset was trending for hours and hours on Twitter yesterday. basically half the trend was a bunch of people claiming it was a conspiracy theory. It's literally in the World Economic Forum's documents. Time magazine has giant sections on their website boasting about it, but it's still a conspiracy theory. What most people don't realize, though, is that it goes far deeper than just restructuring the economic system, which is how it was introduced, at least in the public eye, by our friend Klaus Schwab. We had this headline yesterday. Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset will lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity. And he's made it clear that transhumanism is an integral part of the Great Reset when he said the fourth industrial revolution would lead to a fusion of our physical, digital, and biological identity, which in his book he clarifies is implantable microchips that can read your thoughts. And I did another article on this today because there's so much information in these three books that he has written over the past 4 years. One of them called The Fourth Industrial Revolution. The second one was called Shaping the Future of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And the most recent one, of course, was called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And in these three books, he lays out how this is a plan not just for total draconian technocrat tracking and control of the global population, but it's literally about creating their favorite thing, which Ray Kurzweil talked about back in the late 90s, in the age of spiritual machines, which is merging man with machine, literally creating human cyborgs. And those people who refuse to become a human cyborg, well, they'll be left on the dumpster heap of history. They'll be a lower caste race, basically. They'll be ignored. They won't be able to travel. They won't be able to buy train tickets. They won't be able to go to pop concerts. And as we talked about earlier, they won't be able to get jobs. Now, there's a lengthy article on a website called winteroak.org.uk, and the headline is Klaus Schwab and his Great Fascist Reset. And this is the guy who's read all three books, and this is basically, it's probably a 25-page article outlining the Great Reset agenda that goes way beyond public statements, video statements, what you saw Trudeau saying to the UN conference there, and it talks about the actual fully fleshed agenda. And I'm going to get into some of it now because it goes way beyond the economic factors that they're trying to introduce. They're trying to dismantle the global capitalist system, of course, to redistribute the wealth. But, of course, that only means distributing it to an increasing concentration amongst themselves. And in this article, the writer points out that in his 2016 book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, this was the first one, Klaus Schwab, who sounds like Dr. Strangelove, by the way, if you've seen his videos, very appropriate, writes about the uberization of work and the consequent advantages for companies, particularly fast-growing startups in the digital economy. He says, as human cloud platforms classify workers as self-employed, they are for the moment free of the requirement to pay minimum wages, employer taxes, and social benefits. So again, this is all about concentrating wealth into the giant transnational corporations. It has nothing to do with solving wealth inequality or raising the standard of living generally. It has to do with the exact opposite, and that's borne out in this article. And he talks about automating jobs to the point where basically everything's automated, and then they'll give everyone else a basic universal income, which will be a minimum wage income. And of course, this will coincide with rolling lockdowns where you're not even allowed outside your house. But they'll just provide enough to basically have you on the breadline while they have robots doing jobs, while people don't have dignity, while people have no incentive to strive to build businesses, because it's all done by robots and it's all done by algorithms. But then he gets into the true undercurrent of this, which again is transhumanism, and he waxes lyrical about the fourth industrial revolution, which he insists is, quote, unlike anything humankind has experienced before. Again, this isn't just dry globalist rhetoric about economic restructuring. He gushes, quote, consider the unlimited possibilities of having billions of people connected by mobile devices, giving rise to unprecedented processing power. He talks about Online education involving the use of virtual and augmented reality to drastically improve educational outcomes, to sensors installed in homes, clothes, accessories, cities, transport, and energy networks. This, of course, is the energy of things. This is about Google, which we talked about, 10, 15 years ago, literally having audio sensors installed in every room in your home. So you don't need to say, hey, Siri anymore. You just need to say, hey, Google. You can be anywhere in your house. You can be anywhere outside because it's all connected via 5G. And he talks about them not even needing to have that audio input, that they will literally read your mind, know what you want to search for on the internet, because you'll have an implantable microchip that will literally give them access to your mind. What could possibly go wrong? He talks about sensors, wired, which can communicate to each other through a mobile phone network, which is, of course, is 5G. He even talks about people giving permission for this obscure network, this technocrat network, to have access to read their thoughts, so people don't even need to type out their own tweets, because the technocrat network will guess what they want to tweet in advance and tweet it for them. So literally taking away the very right to possess your own thoughts. Says the tools of the fourth industrial revolution enable new forms of surveillance and other means of control that run counter to healthy open societies. But then he goes on to advocate all of them and present them in a positive light. He says public crime is likely to decrease due to the convergence of sensors, cameras, facial recognition software. And he then describes with some relish how these technologies can intrude into the hitherto private space of our minds, reading our thoughts and influencing our behavior. So literally having microchips which interact with this network, with this 5G network that allows them, the technocratic elite, to read your thoughts and influence your behavior. This is in his own book. This is not Alex Jones from 20 years ago. This is not Minority Report from 20 years ago, although he does directly endorse Minority Report pre-crime policing. He predicts, in his own book, as capabilities in this area improve, the temptation for law enforcement agencies and courts to use techniques to determine the likelihood of criminal activity, assess guilt, or even possibly retrieve memories directly from people's brains will increase. So he's literally talking about having these mind-reading sensors which are linked to your implantable microchip, knowing whether you're guilty or not, whether you've committed the crime, and indeed whether you plan to commit the crime, literal Minority Report pre-crime policing. And of course, that would never be open to abuse, would it? They would never frame people for doing anything, would they? Because you can trust them. He goes on to advocate a situation where somebody who is crossing a national border might one day involve a detailed brain scan to assess an individual's security risk. Now, this is the point. He talks about in his books the fact that they tried to get all this through after 9/11, but there was mass public resistance against it. Of course, they took a big buyout of the Apple after 9/11. We got a lot of this police state facial recognition cameras basically accepted by the general public, but they didn't accept everything, so now coronavirus will be that new excuse to get the rest of the program through, and it's frightening. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at PocketsOfLight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now today, of course, we had Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg up again in front of a panel, basically soft-soaping what they've been doing over the past 4 years, gaming their own algorithms, manipulating their own social media platforms to censor, silence conservatives, to swing elections. We have this headline out of Zero Hedge. Dorsey hints Trump will lose his special treatment on Twitter. And this is a prediction that I've made before. If the recounts, if the lawsuits fail, as soon as Donald Trump is out of office on Joe Biden's inauguration day, they will ban President Donald Trump on Twitter. And he spoke to that effect today. Says Dorsey has just delivered perhaps the greatest hint yet that President Trump's days on Twitter might be numbered. Asked by Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono what the companies are doing to stop President Trump's lies, Dorsey replied that special treatment enjoyed by Trump as an election official goes away once an individual leaves office. In other words, if Trump tweets any claims about the election being stolen after leaving office, he could see his account suspended. By the way, he tweeted a Twitter account. Trump retweeted or quote-tweeted a Twitter account called Stonewall Jackson, which had over 300,000 followers, that account was suspended within hours. And now basically that happens to 50% of Twitter accounts that Trump retweets. They're suspended within hours. We also had Ted Cruz, and in fact we've got a couple of clips that are going to play on this now. Ted Cruz once again confronted Jack Dorsey again. Is all of this once again futile? Are they actually going to amend Section 230? Or is this just talk? Nothing's happened so far, so it remains to be seen if anything will happen after this. But Cruz and Dorsey faced off once again as the senator prodded Dorsey to take responsibility for censoring conservative voices. Here is the clip of Ted Cruz confronting Jack Dorsey once again in front of this committee. Here it is.
Let me shift to a different topic. Mr. Dorsey, does voter fraud exist?
I don't know for certain.
Are you an expert in voter fraud?
No, I'm not.
Well, why then is Twitter right now putting purported warnings on virtually any statement about voter fraud?
We're simply linking to a broader conversation so that people have more information.
No, you're not. You put up a page that says, quote, voter fraud of any kind is exceedingly rare in the United States. That's not linking to a broader conversation. That's taking a disputed policy position, and you're a publisher when you're doing that. You're entitled to take a policy position, but you don't get to pretend you're not a publisher and get a special benefit under Section 230 as a result.
That link is pointing to a broader conversation with tweets from publishers and people all around the country.
Mr. Dorsey, would the following statement violate Twitter's policies? Quote, absentee ballots remain the largest source of potential voter fraud.
I imagine that we would label it so that people can have more context.
How about this quote? Quote, third-party organizations, candidates, and political activists, voter fraud is particularly possible where, quote, third-party organizations, candidates, and political party activists are involved in, quote, handling absentee ballots. Would you flag that as potentially misleading?
I don't know the specifics of how we might enforce that, but I imagine a lot of these would have a label pointing people to a bigger conversation.
Well, you're right. You would label them because you've taken the political position right now that voter fraud doesn't exist. I would note both of those quotes come from the Carter-Baker Commission on Federal Election Reform. That is Democratic President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State James Baker. And Twitter's position is essentially voter fraud does not exist. Are you aware that just 2 weeks ago in the state of Texas, a woman was charged with 134 counts of election fraud? Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of that.
If I tweeted that statement with a link to the indictment, would you put a warning on it that says, well, the Democratic Party position right now is voter fraud doesn't exist?
I don't think it's useful to get into hypotheticals, but I don't believe so.
You don't believe so? Well, we're going to test that because I'm going to tweet that and we'll see what you put on it.
So now Cruz has tweeted that. He's tweeted a couple of other things, so it remains to be seen if they don't put the warnings on. They probably won't, simply because they had this confrontation. But we also had Mark Zuckerberg up there. Now, again, bear in mind that Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook was basically blamed for Trump's election back in 2016, and for the past 4 years they've been threatening Zuckerberg. They've been saying that Facebook is the biggest threat to democracy that we've seen in a generation, as a threat to Zuckerberg to make him relegate, ban, censor conservative content, which is exactly what he did. So now, lo and behold, since Biden claimed victory a couple of weeks ago, Facebook is no longer a threat to democracy, and guess what? The Biden transition team is hiring Facebook officials. What a quick turnaround. Politico. Former Facebook leaders are now transition insiders. Some on the Biden campaign thought they had two opponents to beat, first Donald Trump and then Facebook, but people with close ties to Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg have already become inside players in the Biden transition. So, of course, they handed the election to him through their gaming and censoring of their algorithms, because we've had studies that show that can shift millions of votes on election day. Mark Zuckerberg came through. Mark Zuckerberg announced that the election was over, that Trump had lost.
despite previously saying that nobody could prematurely announce the result of the election. And now, as a reward, a bunch of Facebook insiders are getting juicy, prominent positions on Biden's transition team, and Facebook is no longer a threat to democracy. Well, what do you know? Michael Tracy tweets, in 2008 and 2012, the Obama campaign's prowess at utilizing internet resources to achieve victory was widely celebrated. Trump utilized similar resources in 2016, and suddenly the internet became a dystopian hellscape requiring crackdowns and censorship, but now everything seems to be tickety-boo, given that Facebook helped deliver, totally legitimately, the election to Biden. Somebody else tweeted, whenever somebody says our democracy, they really mean our uncontested stranglehold on power and information. And yet, the calls for censorship have not ended, despite them declaring Biden to be the victor. Headline out of Breitbart, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook censored Stop the Steal to stop violence or civil unrest. Now, for the past 6 months, they did absolutely nothing to stop actual violence and civil unrest as Antifa and BLM burned down American cities across the nation. They did nothing to stop that. But the hashtag Stop the Steal, they clamped down on that hard and sudden. During a hearing today before the Committee on the Judiciary, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg revealed that the Stop the Steal group was censored in order to prevent violence or civil unrest. The reason, which they name in this article, was a few people turned up to some vote counting protest with arms, completely legally, open carry in many states. And that's why they banned a Facebook group called Stop the Steal that grew to 300,000 users in less than a day, making it one of the fastest growing groups on Facebook. It was shut down almost immediately because we can't have people talking about vote fraud because, of course, that's going to cause violence and civil unrest. Forget about the actual violence and civil unrest that's plagued America for the past 6 months, incited by the likes of Twitter and Facebook. They did nothing about it. Gateway Pundit reports, Senator Blumenthal urges Zuckerberg to remove Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Steve Bannon from Facebook. So as they did with Alex Jones in InfoWars back in 2018, you've now literally got senators. Oh, but it's just a private company. You've literally got people in government, politicians, demanding Zuckerberg delete, ban, censor websites and individuals on Facebook. Meanwhile, study warns that new work from home trend is making people more racist. Of course, now we have huge numbers of people forcibly working from home because they're not allowed to go into the office. In fact, that's 44% of the workforce in the United Kingdom. Well, now those people are racist. A new study being promoted by the mass media claims that working from home makes people more racist because they're less exposed to diversity in the workplace. The study found that 76% of those who shared offices in the UK are exposed to ethnic diversity, meaning those who work from home are isolated from such a setting and as a result are more likely to be prejudiced. But in this study, they actually admitted that people who live in more diverse communities were more likely to be negative towards ethnic diversity, almost as if what we've been told is not true, and that diversity is in fact not a strength. Could you believe it? That in fact correlates with a 2019 peer-reviewed study by Danish academics, which found that ethnic diversity has a negative impact on communities because it erodes trust. They asked whether continued immigration and ethnic diversity was having a positive impact on community cohesion. The study found the opposite to be the case. Turns out, diversity, in fact, is not a strength. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Summit.news coming up next. War Room with Owen Schroyer. Keep it right here.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.